This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. The city of Denver is deciding whether to outlaw sleeping on its streets. Council members took up the urban camping ban last week. The line to get in the meeting went out the door, and the chambers were packed. A final vote is expected Monday. This debate is pitting homeless advocates against business owners and some residents. CPR's Andrea Dukakis is covering this story for us. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Ryan.
And first, what prompted this proposal? I mean, certainly sleeping on Denver's streets is not a new thing.
Yeah, but the sponsor of the bill, Albus Brooks, he's a new city council member, and he says there's been an increase in the number of people sleeping on the streets, including a lot of young people. His district includes downtown and the 16th Street Mall, and that's sort of an epicenter of people who sleep outdoors. And he says business owners and residents have been complaining to him that it's a safety issue and that it hurts businesses. He sees the ordinance as a way to get more homeless people into shelters, but he admits the crux of the problem is making sure there are enough beds. And he says deciding to sponsor this bill wasn't easy.
You cannot imagine the sleepless nights of the unintended consequences that this bill may or may not cause, and the holes that we already have in our plan to end homelessness. And it is a commitment that I have, that we have, to make sure that we provide housing, that we provide an opportunity for these individuals.
But I've also heard other thoughts about why this issue's come up now. I spoke with John Parvensky. He's the president of the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless. He's been speaking out against the proposed ordinance. Parvensky says the issue's come up now because there's been a convergence of two things related to the struggling economy.
One, the increase in the number of people who are homeless meant that more and more people were ending up on the streets after the shelters were full. At the same time, the Occupy Denver movement created people who were voluntarily sleeping outdoors. So the combination of those two, I think, galvanized the business community in terms of trying to come up with a solution to both, and the camping ban was their best effort.
Parvensky says the number of homeless people in Denver has increased by 10% over the last year, and that the city's seeing more individuals and families who are homeless for the first time. He says overall there are about 12,000 homeless people in Denver, and about 900 people are unsheltered.
900 people. And so given the economy, are there enough resources to accommodate them, to make sure they have a bed at night?
Some argue the ordinance will force the city to deal with the need and find some money. Denver's in the seventh year of a 10-year plan to end homelessness. The city's already spent $60 million in that time. But the economy has really slowed the plan's progress. In the last quarter, the city's funding for the homeless was cut. Benny Milliner is the head of the 10-year plan, which is called Denver's Road Home. He says if people were banned from sleeping on the streets, the city's shelters wouldn't have enough beds for everyone as it stands today.
You know, if you talk about resources, if every person on the street wanted to come in or to have a bed to sleep in, no, we don't have enough shelter beds for each and every person that's out on the street. One, because we don't know the exact number, and two, others don't particularly care for the shelter environment because of some mental illness issues and the cloisterness of being in shelters. But we are working to see if we needed to move that number, how many additional beds would we need? And that's what we're working on right now.
The estimates now are that it would cost the city about $1.3 million a year for additional beds and for outreach for the homeless. Milliner says right now he doesn't know where that money would come from, but he says the city's now trying to figure that out.
Andrea, we mentioned that packed city council meeting last week. What were folks saying there?
Well, the meeting was full to overflowing. There was actually an overflow room where people were able to watch the proceedings on a large screen. People working in the building told me they hadn't seen so many people show up to a city council meeting in a long time. There were a lot of business owners and residents who testified in favor of the ban. Brianna Boren is the co-owner of a breakfast place called Snooze, and that's near the ballpark neighborhood. She told council members that when people camp out on the streets, it costs businesses time and money.
Each morning, Snooze managers make special accommodations to watch our employees walk from their doors of their car to the front doors of our business just to ensure that they arrive at work safe and sound. We also spend the first hour of our day as managers walking around our property and picking up any leftover trash or debris from our neighbors who have camped out overnight.
There was also a large contingent of homeless people and homeless advocates at the meeting. Pam Crossland testified. She told the group she's now living in transitional housing and hoping to find permanent housing. But she's also spent time sleeping on the streets.
First of all, I have been homeless and I have been camping. They are not the same. Camping is recreational. Living on the street is survival at the lowest level. I am one of the women who have been homeless in Denver. Who are the homeless women on the street? We're grandmothers, we're mothers, we're sisters, we're cousins, we're aunts. What we need are more permanent housing situations. When you're off the streets and you have a place to live, a place to bathe, you can go forward. Going to jail will not do that.
Well, speaking of going to jail, have the Denver police weighed in on this? I mean, whether they'll make arrests, issue any tickets?
Well, the ordinance includes language that the homeless are to be given multiple warnings before anything happens in terms of arrests or citations. There's already a homeless outreach unit within the police department, and that includes officers who are trained to work with the homeless. I reached Sonny Jackson. He's a spokesman for the department, and he says police will issue several warnings before they do anything else.
I think we're going to have a very passive approach to this. Obviously, there's going to be a very high threshold, whether we would arrest or cite someone for camping. We don't want to penalize someone for being homeless. That's already a rough situation in itself. So if someone is going to be cited or arrested, we have to have a supervisor on scene as well as the officer before we take any kind of action of that nature.
And Denver's police chief, Robert White, says he expects very few arrests. And again, that's how the ordinance is written. But there is a chance that someone could get a ticket or end up in jail.
Do other cities have this type of so-called urban camping ban?
There are quite a few here in Colorado. Colorado Springs, Fort Collins, and Boulder all have a ban. And cities across the country have them, too. Many have ended up in court because opponents say these bans are inhumane. And opinions about how successful they are depend on who you talk to and what city you're talking about. I spoke with newspaper reporter Barbara Cotter at the Gazette in Colorado Springs. She's covered the ban there since it was proposed in 2009. She says it was prompted by huge camps in the city. Cotter describes them almost like the ones during the Great Depression. Now, police there have a homeless outreach team that works with people sleeping on the streets.
And I've gone out with them a few times to see kind of how they work with these folks, and they're very diplomatic. So from that perspective, I think people would say, well, it's helping. Has it eradicated homelessness? Has it eradicated the camping? No, but it's not nearly as visible as it was.
Cotter says the team doesn't ticket or arrest people. They try to find a place for them to sleep other than the streets.
Well, what happens next in Denver?
The city council meets to vote on this on Monday, and if it passes, it'll go into effect at the end of the month.
Andrea, thanks.
You're welcome.
CPR's Andrea Dukakis is covering the proposed urban camping ban in Denver.